Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus, the Truth. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wait, said a three-year-old boy, all of these Bible stories are true? They really happened? Even the one about the cross? How blessed we are to be able to help children grow in their faith. The one about the cross is the most important truth we can ever share with young children and their families. Just a few months ago, we celebrated the birth of Jesus in the manger. This humble birth and life were planned by God for our own good, all for the events of Easter. Jesus is God. He humbled himself and became man, but also showed that he is God by his many miracles on earth. Nature obeyed him. Sick people became well when he spoke. He even raised dead people back to life. These are things only God can do. Jesus humbled himself, but remained God, knowing that he would die for all. Our human nature is not one of humility. We are selfish. We do not always love God with our whole hearts. We do not always want to serve others. We resent people that hurt us. We treat strangers with impatience and dishonesty rather than with love. How good for us that Jesus' humility was not permanent. Jesus was perfect on earth and died as our substitute. God declared his mission complete and exalted him, giving him the name that is above every name. Heaven is free for us because Jesus became human, suffered and died on the cross, and took all the world's sins as if they were his own. God tells us that in the end, everyone will confess, believers and unbelievers, that Jesus is the Savior. May we tell everyone we meet about Jesus' life and death with joy and confidence. Because of the one about the cross, we will be in heaven with Jesus. We pray. Dear Jesus, I am sorry for the wrong things that I do and say. Thank you for giving your life for me that I may enjoy the gift of eternal life. Help me to look for opportunities to joyfully confess that you are Lord until I join you in heaven. Amen. A question to consider. Young children slide back and forth between pretend worlds and reality several times during the day, so it can be challenging to help them distinguish between what is true and what is just pretend. How can you help them understand that the one about the cross and all of the Bible lessons we teach are nonfiction? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.